to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 48 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. On this week's show, we're actually going to take a break from the talk and go into the parks for some sounds. We love to bring these shows to you because we love listening to them ourselves. Little snippets from the parks, sound clips that we've picked up in various videos or just audio recordings that I like to kind of bring to you so you can get a little slice of the park, so to speak. I love hearing the sound effects. I love hearing the attractions. I love hearing the crowds actually behind everything too, because that really brings me back to the parks. Kind of gives me that little break from the everyday life. I'm sure everybody that listens to the show knows exactly what I'm talking about. Before I go to the clips, I just want to remind everybody that we're going to all be down in Walt Disney World October 3rd and 4th, and we're going to get together. We're going to have a Disney Nerds meetup at Epcot on the 3rd for Illuminations, and on Epcot again for a scavenger hunt that I put together for us to do. Now, the food and wine is going on this weekend, so that's why we kind of picked Epcot, because we figured we'd be there anyway. And it definitely seems like it's going to be pretty fun. I've had some professionals look over the scavenger hunt I put together, and they've given it the thumbs up, so I think we're all set. So now we're to the point where we're counting down our trip. A little more than 30 days for me, and I really can't wait to get back down there. So, to help you get back into the spirit of the parks, to maybe give you a break for your day, here are some sound effects from the parks. And as always, headphones are suggested. Enjoy.
Look everyone, the steam train's arriving. Now we can open the Magic Kingdom.
Gee, it's good to see you too, Mickey. We thought you'd never get here.
It certainly is good to see. Isn't it, everyone? So tell me, Mickey, are we ready to open the park?
Yup, we sure are. Aren't we, gang?
All right, let's get the Zimmermans here in the middle. Create some of that magic and get this park open. What do you say, Mickey?
Gosh, that's swell. Hi there. Thanks for helping us today.
From 10 and open the park.
Okay, gang, how nice and loud. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Magic Kingdom, everybody. It's a new magic.
You're all together. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We're stalked, we feel for we feel till we sack. Drink up me, all yo-ho, more running than better.
right for me. We're rascals and scoundrels and villains. Adopt me, Artie Yo Ho. We're jackals and rats in the green bags. Adopt me, Artie Yo Ho.
Come on, sing!
Yo Ho, Yo Ho. A pirate's life for me.
The mutineer
shall help.
Music from regions beyond.
important safety instructions for you.
Sam, Sam.
Not now, Gus.
Sam, this is urgent. Come here.
What is what?
Get off me.
What?
Yes!
Really? Here?
Right over there.
Well, of course, certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an unexpected surprise. I have the great honor of introducing the one, the only, Mr. Mickey Mouse.
Hello, hi there. Welcome to my park. How you doing? Hello.
What? You are not Mickey Mouse. You are a rat.
Rat schmat. Besides, they're tourists. What do they know?
You get out of here.
Okay, but do I still get my $10?
Get out.
Hey,
I've got a dumb duck back here.
Will you get out?
Yes.
Now, where was I? Yes, safety instructions. First, when entering the theater, please move as far to the end of the row as possible. Stopping in the middle is distinctly unpatriotic.
Awesome. Where are you from, dude?
PA, Pennsylvania.
Okay, where is that?
North.
Is there any surf in there, dude?
No.
Okay, that'd be why I haven't heard of it then. I was wondering, dude, Quinn, could you do something for me, dude? Could you give me some fin flying solo, dude? All by yourself, give me some fin. There you go, dude. Excellent to have you here, Quinn, dude. Rock on. Can I get everybody to do something for me? Can you, dude, say totally?
Totally.
Of your days. It's
next group's ready.
Oh.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the test track. My name is Bill McKim. I'm up here in the control center. In just a couple of minutes, you're going to be out there on that track. But first, let's put together your test schedule. These are the same kinds of tests that are run at GM test facilities all over the world. Let's put up the 26-8 grade.
You got it.
Okay, we're going to start you off on an accelerated hill climb. Now, these steep grades give us a chance to evaluate the effects of heat and stress on your engine and on the transmission.
Twisted gearbox.
Let's put up the blocks, German and Belgian. Next, your vehicle is going to go over a variety of off-road surfaces. These are designed to test the integrity of the suspension and the chassis.
It's going to be a bit bumpy.
Yeah. Next, you're going to see and feel what it's like when your brakes lock up and you lose control of the steering. Hang in there. One more time, this time with the ABS or the anti-lock brakes. Let's do some environmental tests. Put up 2, 5, and 7.
7?
Yeah, 7.
Okay.
After that, we're going to subject your vehicle to some extremes in temperature, as well as corrosive conditions, to see how it handles nature's worst. And finally, we'll take you out for some handling runs. Let's do the corner. I'm going to send you through some hairpin turns, and then we'll take you out and do the high-speed loops. And depending on how your vehicle and you hold up, we'll even throw a few surprise tests in there.
Surprise test?
Yeah. Pick one. Now, if this whole routine seems a bit extreme, you're absolutely right. That's what a test track is all about. The cars you drive at home are made up of over 15,000 different parts, and every one of them has to pass the test under very extreme conditions before we ever let it off that test track and out onto the road. Now, as you can imagine, safety is a big concern of ours, so we're going to insist that you buckle up your safety belt securely.
You'll be glad you did. Oh, we're ready.
So thanks for listening. Again, this was show number 48 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. If you want to get in touch with the show, send us a comment, a suggestion, please email us at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. Check out our Facebook pages, the Disney Nerds Podcast page, and we also have the Disney Nerds group page. We've got over 10,000 people over there on the group page, and the conversation's great. So check us out, find us, we'll add you to the group. So again, thank you very much for listening, and we will talk to you next week. Gungaloosh. Oh, wait, I almost forgot. Let me list what those sound clips were. I'm sure you got most of them, but there might be one or two that you might not have heard before. It might be a little confused on. So here we go. We started out with the Magic Kingdom rope drop. That's classic. After that, the Captain Jack Sparrow show that they have in the Magic Kingdom. After that, we had Those Were the Days. That was one of the Adventurers Club songs. After that, we had Star Tours, the travel announcement, and President Obama in the Hall of Presidents. Then after that, we had the Indiana Jones Well. Now, if you walk past the Indiana Jones exhibit, or the attraction, you'll see that there's a well right by the entrance. If you go closer to the well, there's a rope going down into it. Classic well, it's covered up, and there's a sign on it that says, "Do not pull the rope." However, "not" is crossed out. So, a couple years ago, we had done this with the kids, and it was really fun, and I was lucky enough to record it. So that's what you're hearing is, what happens if you pull that rope? The next clip was Colonel Emil Bleehill from the Adventurers Club. He was the puppet that they had in the wall in the main lobby, I guess you consider it, of the Adventurers Club. And he would be controlled by one of the actors, and he was hilarious, as you could tell from that clip. The clip after that, we had the Haunted Mansion, the Crystal Ball. I was lucky enough to get stuck for about a minute and a half in that room, so I was able to get that recording. After that, we have the Main Street Electrical Parade, the piano version. And then, of course, we have Sam the Eagle from Muppets giving his classic announcement, followed by Crush, Turtle Talk with Crush. And then we had a little snippet from Wishes, enough to give you a taste, and followed again by the Festival of the Lion King, the old version. I haven't seen the new one or heard the new one, so I'm wondering if the music's similar. Then we had another flashback to High School Musical, the show they had at Hollywood Studios. And then the last clip we had was, again, one more flashback to the old test track pre-show. So that's what that was. So, again, thanks for listening, guys. I hope you got most of those while you were listening. And we are out of here. There is one more clip for you, and here it is.
Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So